Welcome to our Shir and Sefer Charedim. We're up to Hagdama Samichaber, the introduction of the author, Rabbi Elazar Askari. Yesodos HaSefer, the main principles of the book. Aleph, number 1, Yidiyas Hashem Yisborach, knowing that there is a God. Beis, number 2, HaMitzvot She'efshar L'kayim Bazman Hazeh, mitzvot that is possible to fulfill in our time, meaning after the destruction of the temple when we're in exile. Gimel number 3, Teshuva v'divri hisorus lehashlech hemias ha'olam v'lasak b'tikun nafsho. Repentance and in words of encouragement to one who wants to improve the world and work on himself in order to improve his soul. Amar HaMechaber, says the author, B'hios Chaveri Makshivin Eitzel Tzion Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Oskim B'imrosav Amaris Tahoros Kedarkeinu Pa'amim Bashana Me'eis Le'eis U'mipakida Le'fakida. While my friends sit around the grave of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, they have discussions on holy topics, like our custom is twice a many times during the year, from time to time. Sham yashavnu gam bachinu. There we sat and we also cried. This is a paraphrase of a pasuk in Tehillim. Tzaaknu b'meriras libeinu, vayitchu kamayim shagoseinu. We have cried out the bitterness of our heart, and our roars flowed like water. Bereoseinu, eich Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai v'chaveriv b'derosan hayim mitztarim v'onanim ubochim kol yom al galus hashchino chavod Hashem hagadol hamichulal bagoyim al rov p'sha'enu. When we realized how Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his friends during their generation, how much pain they had and how much they cried every day regarding the exile of the Shechina and the honor of God that has been disgraced among the nations because of the multitude of our sins. Ve'osam ha-tzadikim lo hayu grama b'nezikin ve'kal v'chomer lanu she'anachnu ha-gormim she'yish lanu livkos u'lehitztayir kiflayim. He says, and those righteous people, they did not cause all of this destruction. So how much more so for us who have caused this destruction, meaning that it is our fault that we're still in exile, how much more so we have to cry and to pain ourselves double than what they did then. V'zeh lashon Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai b'tikunim tikun vav. And this is what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai writes in the Zohar, in the Tikunim, in the Tikun number 6. Vailon levenei nashad, the kudsha brichu, hu osirim hoin, v'itmar bein ein chavushmater esatma mebeis asurim, uferkana delay, de ihi teshuva, emaila, ihi talya bidehon. By the way, I'm going to read the whole Aramaic, and then I'll read the Hebrew translation, and I'll translate the Hebrew. Vayifen kovacho im isman de yisar b'siyuvta l'savra beis asurin delhon hahu dichsiv leimor l'asurim tzeu l'asher b'choshech higalu vayifen kovacho vayar ki ein ish ela ish l'darko pono b'iskin delhon b'orchin delhon ish l'vitzo mikatzehu b'vitza dehai alma l'yar tzehai alma v'lav inon misitra de'ilein de'itmar b'hon Anshei Chayil Yirei Elokim Anshei Emes Soinei Vatza. Atkan Lashono, end of quote. Now the Hebrew translation. Oy lehem levnei Adam Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Asur Imahem. Woe to those people together with whom God is imprisoned. V'nemar bo ein chavush mater atzme mebeis ha'asurim. It says regarding such a situation that a person who is imprisoned cannot free himself from prison. V'hapidol shelo hi teshuva eima ila'a. And his redemption requires a very high level of repentance. He talui biyadam, and it is dependent on the person who's imprisoned himself, vichulu, etc. Vayifin kovacho, so a person tried doing such and such. Im yesh misha yisorer b'tshuva lishbor es beis asurim shalahem. If there is somebody who can involve himself in repentance in order to break their prison, zashakasov, that is what is written in Yeshaya, in Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Tes, chapter 49, Pasuk 9, Lemor la'asurim, tse'u la'asher b'choshech higalu. Say to the ones who are in prison, tse'u, go out, to the ones who have been exiled in darkness. Vayifin kovacho, so a person tries again to do repentance. Vayar kein ish, and he sees there is no one around. But rather he sees people are all involved into their business and they all go in their ways. Ish levitzo mikatzehu bivetza shel ha'olam hazeh lareshus es ha'olam hazeh. A person involves himself into his worldly things in a way that this world is accustomed to, in order to inherit this world. V'heim eina mehatzad shaleihem nemar. And they're not from the types of people regarding who it says, Shemos Yudches Chafalof, it says in the Torah, in Shemos chapter 18, Pasuk 21, Anshe Chayil Yirei Elokim Anshe Yimes Soin Nevotza. The men of might, the ones that fear God, the men of truth, ones that hate bribery. Adkan Lashona, end of quote. So what is the Zohar talking about? Eile hadvarim yatzu mipi kadosh midaber. So Rabbi Lazar Iskari continues to explain. These words came out of the mouth of the Holy One who said them. V'gam ata sifsosos dovivos bekever. And even now his lips are moving in the grave. Yardu le'imki levaveinu, they go to the depths of our hearts. Shamanu vatirgas bitneinu, we've heard his words and our stomachs contracted. Zachalnu vanira me'od lenafsheinu, we've thought about them and they have appealed to our souls. Amarnu, we have said, oy lonu miyom hadin, woe to us on the day of judgment. Oy lanu miyom hatoichecha, woe to us on the day of rebuke. Eich neil b'chisufa le'alma de'asei, how are we going to go up to the next world? Man yidaber man yitzadak lifnei malka shel olam, what are we going to say and what are we going to cry in front of the king of the world? Kacha eira lanu pa'amim rabos, such a situation happened to us multiple times. Uveshavenu la'ir b'havle hazman nishtomim libeinu b'tzariseinu kirabos anchoseinu v'hayam holach v'sor aleinu. And when we return to the city, because of the business of time, because the times are turbulent, our hearts are involved in our pain, because our disasters are many. And the sea goes along and roars and throws its waves at us. Vayihi hayom, and behold, the day will come. Amarnu, we will say, Eis lasos l'Hashem Elokeinu Yisborach, it's time to do something for our God. Hivtichanu haba l'tahir misayin oso. So, Chazal have promised us that in the future we will come to purify ourselves. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kvdalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf 104, V'amar pischi li'achosi reyosi, Pesach katan kishal machat, V'echftach lechem kifischo shal ulam. My sister, my friend, open for me small opening like a size of a hole of a needle, and I will open for you a huge hole. Al Pishi Hashirim Rabba. Hey, and this is a paraphrase of a medrash in Shir Hashirim Rabba in chapter 5. L'chuvin ashuval Hashem b'choloz. Come and return to Hashem with all your might. V'gam nashav Rabba mi'ovan. And this will cause many other people to return from their sins. Kashar tzivanu yizbarach, just like God has commanded us. Po, Tzfas, so here in our city of Tzfas, Asinu chevri kedosha, we have made a holy group. Karanu shema sukkas shalom, and we have called it sukkas shalom, the sukkah, the tabernacle of peace. V'rabim miskaptzim lashuv b'chol lev, and many people gather in this group to do repentance with their full heart. Gam mi'eis la'eis, ha'eved dorish b'chol kahal v'kahal ha'tshuva. And from time to time, the servant speaks publicly on the subject in many different congregations with regard to repentance. When he says the servant here, it's a reference to himself, meaning that Rabbi Lazar Askari spoke on many different occasions in many congregations that people should repent. Gam aguda achas chaverim makshivim yachtav. And the chaverim, my friends, have put together another group. Yimei hamaisa segurim homim kayam al haTorah. The days of deeds are like the sea of Torah, ve'al havoda, in the sea of worship of God, meaning that there are many of them. Amarti, so I said to myself, malchusa derakia kein malchusa de'ara. The heavenly kingdom is just like the earthly kingdom, which is again a paraphrase of the Gemara in Brachas on Nunches, the Nunches Amad Aleph, the 58. V'nishloach sefarim al devar kavod shem hamelech hakadosh shein kamohu. And I have sent books with regard to the honor of the name of the Holy King, who is none like him. And my sons have become afraid of the sea of the corners of the land. And they have trembled to such an extent that they forced themselves to do tshuva and to repent with all of their hearts from their sins in front of God. And to strengthen themselves to fulfill his commandments. Ki hu amar kara bigaron al tachashoch kashofar hareim kolecha. Call with voice and do not let it be dark. Just like a shofar raises its voice. V'chol ha'am yishmu v'yirao. And the whole nation have heard, and they have been afraid. And this is my strength to do in the name of Hashem, the God of the Jewish people. Kol she'on mi'ir kol Hashem la'ir yikra. The voice that spreads itself through the city, the voice of God that can be heard throughout the city. Lechu na v'nivachecha yomer Hashem, shimu usichi nafsheichem. Come, please, and let's debate, says Hashem. Listen, and you will, and your souls will live. Ahu v'ilyon, those who love the Exalted One. Ha'am bachar l'nachala lo bi'olamu, the nation that he has chosen to inherit him in his world. Minoras zahav kula shiva naroseha. The menorah, the candelabra that we had in the Beis Hamikdash, was made from gold, and it had 7 candles. Shalosha avos, arba imahos, and the candles represent our 3 forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and our 4 mothers, Sarai, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. V'zehu amro kesef tzaruf Mizuka Kshevasayim. It's a pasuk in Tehillim in Yud Bei Zion in chapter 12, pasuk 7. It says there, I want to quote the whole pasuk because otherwise it doesn't make much sense. Imros Hashem Amaros Taharos Kesef Tsarov Ba'alu La'aretz Mizuka Kshevasayim. The words of Hashem are pure words, like purified silver, clear to the world, refined sevenfold. Davar Acher, another explanation is, Adam, Sheis, Noach, Vishem, Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yakov. The seven candles on the menorah refer to Adam, Sheis, Noach, then Shem, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. V'Yakov, who has Zikuk HaNachon. And Yaakov, he's the final purification. Kach Kasav HaRashba. And this is what the Rashba writes regarding this. B'biyur la'agados tainis he'amud beis. The Rashba writes this in his commentary on the Agados of the Gemara in Masechta Tainis, on Daf Hey Amud Beis, page 5. Eitzel Hagadas Yaakov Avinu Lomeis, with regarding to the Gemara that says that Yaakov Avinu never died. Kilapi Hazera Vinachon. And he explains it with regard to his seed, with regard to his children, and it's a nice pshat what he says. Heim Geza Kadosh, they're a holy race. Bo Chashak Hashem, God loves them. Vayivcher Bizarro Acharav. And that's why he has chosen Yaakov's children after him. Mimitraim Ge'olam, he has redeemed them from Egypt. Be'osu Sumosim Gedolam, with great signs and wonders. Vikara Lahem Hayam, and he split for them the sea. Vitiba Evehim, and he drowned their enemies in it. V'alidei ha'polayim ha'gedolim v'shinui sidrei bereishis yado bi'emes ki Hashem hu ha'lakim yotzer bereishis einod milvado b'shamayim imal v'al haretz mitachas shenemar v'yidatam ki ani Hashem. And through these great miracles that he did and changes in the worldly order, changes of nature, the people found out in reality that God is that Hashem is the real God. He's the creator of the world. There is no one besides Him in heavens above and on the earth below. Shenemar, just like the Torah says in Shemos Vav Zion, Shemos chapter 6, pasuk 7, Vidatam ki ani Hashem, and you will know that I am Hashem. V'heviyam l'sinai, and God brought them to Har Sinai, v'nizgal alehem be'or shechinasu, and He has revealed to them in the light of His Shechina. V'dibur alehem ponim b'fonim, and He has spoken to them directly, face to face. V'nasan lehem Torah semes, and He has given them the true Torah. Nimtza biyadam pidyon nafsham v'gufa. And after that, they have found in their hands the redemption of their souls and their bodies. Shehivdila mikol goi haratzus hakadmoinim, asher b'chashecha hishalachu ovdei lilim ilmim havel hema masatatuim. That He has separated them from all other nations that preceded them, who walk in darkness, who worship idols, who are involved in nonsense and nothingness. V'hayaholich lifneichem yomam be'amud anan l'nechosam haderech v'layla be'amud eish l'hayar lahem. And God has walked in front of them during the day in a pillar of a cloud in order to make their way pleasant, and at night in a pillar of fire in order to light up the way for them. Holicham arbaim shana b'midbar. He has walked with them in this fashion for 40 years in the desert. Mikom nachash sarav ve'akar v'tzema'on. In the desert, which is a place of snakes and scorpions and thirst. And they were surrounded with the clouds of glory, and the Satan had no power over them there, and no evil could touch them. Vihorid lahem min hashamayim man, and God has provided them with man from heaven. Umei bi'er min ha'aretz, and the waters of the well from the earth. Vilochasru davar kol ha'arbayim shana, and they were missing nothing during those 40 years. Banim gidel v'romim v'heim poshabo. God has made his children great and exalted, but they have sinned to him. Kama yamruhu b'midbar, yatzavuhu b'yishimon, yasu egel b'chore v'yishtachavu l'maseicha. They have rebelled against him in the desert, and they have become lazy in doing his will. They have built the golden calf in Chorev, and they have bowed down to an idol. Vayomer bipiv lahashmidam lo milibo. And God has said, meaning he uttered the words that he wants to destroy them, but he didn't really want to do so in his heart. Gam bipiv ramaz lamoisha avdol hischanan lo aleihem. And that's why, when he said that, he hinted to the Moshe Rabbeinu, his servant, that he should pray for them, in order that God should change his mind. Be'emori love, hanicha li v'yicharapi. When God said to him, hanicha li, appease me, and my anger will cease. As his chazik Moshe, so Moshe strengthened himself. Vayichal Moshe panav yisbarach, and he has pleaded with Hashem. Vayomer lo, and he said to him, Salachti kidvarecha, forgive me like you have spoken, forgive me like you said that you will forgive. Vileraya kimacha lahem michila gimura, vehavasa gedola leizaza mimikoma asam degalim. And in order to prove to the Jewish people that God has forgiven them completely, and his great love for them has not diminished one bit, Asam Degalim, he has made them flags, and he has separated them into four camps. Ishal Deglo Be'arba Ruchas Oshchinasu B'nehim. Each man has stood on his side, on the four sides of the world, meaning on the north and the south, on the east and on the west. And the Shechina was located between each side. Mishkan Mali Me'or Noga. And that was the full Mishkan, which was shining with the light of Hashem. Dugmas Machana Malachav Michael Gavriel Raphael Nuriel. Vihu Be'emtzen. Just like the camp of God's angels, who also line up in this fashion. Michael is on one side, Gavriel is on the other side, then Raphael, and then Nuriel. V'hu b'emtzen, and God remains in the center. U'mispar ha'pikudim shel kol degel shel mata, k'mispar ha'pikudim shel malachi ha'shareis k'degel shel mala. And the count of each degel, of each section of the Jewish people below, is just like the count of the section of the angels above. K'di'isa b'zohar, like the Zohar says, in Gimel Kuf Ches Amud Beis, in volume 3 on page 108. Lehoros, to teach us, k'hu l'keina avina v'anach na'amov avadav banav k'shisili zeisim saviv l'shulchano. That he's our God and our Father, and we're with him, and we're his servants, and we're his children, just like the leaves, just like the olives that are placed around the table. V'ratza tekef l'hanchileinu ha'aretz ha'tova asher nishba l'aviseinu. And God has wanted us to inherit the good land which he promised to our fathers. Tzevihi l'chol ha'aratzos. It is the chosen land of all the other lands. V'habonim poshabo. but the children have sinned. Vayiragnu be'aleihem vayimasu be'eretz chemda. And they have spread, they have dispersed around their tents, and they have despised the chosen, the beloved land. Vim kol ze lehefer b'riso imahem. And even after all of this, God has not severed his covenant with him. Achas b'neihem heikim tachtam b'hinchilo lahem. But instead of giving the land to that generation directly, he gave it to their children. And he has given it to them as a complete inheritance. Lo b'charbam v'lo b'kashtam kim b'kochu ha'gadol. And not through their swords and not through their bows, meaning not through fighting and not through war, kim b'kochu ha'gadol, but rather with his great strength, meaning that they, the only reason they have won is not because they had a great army, but because God did miracles for them with his own might. Ke'av she'bichol milchamas ha'amim she'nilchamim elu im elu, sus muchan liyom milchama v'lahashem ha'teshua. And even in all of these wars that different nations fight with each other, the horse is prepared for the day of war, but the victory is up to God. And this is a pasuk in Mishlei in Chaf Aleph Lamed Aleph, chapter 21, pasuk 31. Mikol makom hadavar nister, and still it is hidden from us. Ach b'milchamtam shel Yisrael haya hadavar b'galei v'nodu l'kol ki Hashem hu hanilcham lehem. But in the war of the Jewish people to capture the land of Israel, it was revealed to everybody, and it was obvious to all the nations that God is the one who is fighting for them and who is giving them the land of Israel, and that they're not winning on their own. Just to paraphrase this last concept, because it's very important, what he's saying is that every single war that nations fight, regardless of who's fighting whom and what the purpose is, the final victory is up to God, not up to the nation that has the best and most equipped army. The only difference is that in those wars, it's not obvious. If we look, if we analyze the results of the war, it looks to us as if the winner came about the victory through natural means. But really, it's God's decision, and therefore, even the ones who are not very obvious to win can still win. Whereas with the war of the Jewish people, when they captured the land of Israel from the seven nations, it was in the same way that the victory was up to God, except that God made it clear to all and made it very obvious that somebody who would just look at the current events of the time would see that it's obvious God is giving the land of Israel to the Jewish people as inheritance, and he's fighting for them their battles. As they were entering Eretz Israel, they have surrounded the city of Yericho. And they said, it is our obligation to praise God. They said the prayer of Aleinu, from the beginning to the end, and from the end to the beginning. And the wall has collapsed under its own weight. V'nichnasu ba'ir, usarfu ha'ba'esh. And then they have entered the city, and they have burnt it with fire. V'am dacham alehem le'enei kol ha'am b'dibur kal, shamar lo yashu ha'shemesh b'givon dom. And the sun has stood for them until they have finished fighting for that day, which was a clear miracle. And the whole world witnessed this, that the sun did not set at its proper time, but rather has waited. And all of this has happened because of a simple utterance that Yahushua said. All he said, Shemesh be given dom, the sun in given be silent, meaning do not move. That's all he said, and the sun listened to him. So that was a great miracle that all of the nations of the world recognized, because they could see that the sun is not setting, so they all said, why is the sun not setting? And that's how the news of the Jewish people conquering Yericho spread. V'David hu hakatan im yifei naim leilumet b'melchama. And a similar thing happened to David when he fought Goliath in the war of the Philistim. The pasuk says that David was a small person with pretty eyes, not taught in the art of war, meaning he wasn't a warrior. Masar Hashem biyado es haPilishti yesh milchama min harav v'ein kamohu. And still Hashem has delivered into his hand the Pilishti, Goliath, who was a warrior from his youth, and there is nobody like him. He was much bigger than David, he was much stronger than David, and still he lost. Old Heid HaKasuf al David, there is another proof to this that the pasuk in the Navi testifies with regard to David. Shehayamapel Shmoni Meyas Chalal Bepam Achas. That he could knock over 800 soldiers in one sword swing. And this is in Shmuel Bey's Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Ches, chapter 23, Pasuk 8. B'chama niflo osein lehem mispar, asa imanu yizbarach, hanisim kisuvim b'sivri navim. And how many different wonders, which there are so many of them, we can't even count them, God did to us. And all of these miracles are described in the books of the prophets. V'himlich aleinu melech tzadik chasid v'kadosh David avdo. And God has put up for us a king, a great tzaddik, and a very pious person and holy person, David, his servant. V'hetzel alav ruach hakodesh, he has granted him ruach hakodesh, Holy Spirit. V'shar shirim mefoyarim, and David composed and sang very beautiful songs. V'nasan lo Hashem yizborach ben chacham lo haya kamoho ba'olam, and God has also given him a wise son like whom there was no one in the world. A pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Hey Yud Aleph, chapter 5, pasuk 11. V'himlichu tachtav bakipa, and he has made him a king instead of David. V'chol ha'amim v'avaduhu v'hishtachavu lo, and all of the other nations serve them and bow down to him. Uvana migdash l'lokeinu b'Yerushalayim, and he has built a temple for our God in Yerushalayim. Shehu bi'emta Eretz Yisrael, which is located in the center of Eretz Yisrael. V'amo Yisrael bi'arba ruchosav bi'Eretz Yisrael kidegalem b'midbar. And the Jewish people have surrounded Yerushalayim on all four sides, just like the Jewish people were located in the midbar, in the desert. Kishisili zeisim saviv l'shulchano. Just like olives are put around a table. V'chi poshobo, and when they have sinned, hayashaleach lahem avadav hanavim, hashkim v'shaloach lehasros bono shunashov v'lo shamanu. When the Jewish people sinned, God has sent them his servants, his prophets, in order to wake them up and to cause them to rebuke them and to cause them to do tshuva, but they didn't listen to them. V'chi nismalei se'as p'sha'enu, and when the basket of our sins has completely filled itself up, haras be'evraso hamigdash, God has destroyed in his anger the temple. V'zaro sana be'arba kanfas ha'aretz sevivus Yerushalayim merachok, and God has dispersed us into all four directions of the world around Yerushalayim, but from far away, meaning that even though now we're in Galus, Yerushalayim still remains in the center of the world. It's just we're in a much further proximity away from it than we were when we were in Eretz Israel. Uveumdeinu lehispalel, and when we get up to pray, paneinu nochach hamikdash, our faces are turned towards the where the base hamikdash stood. Mimizrach umimarav mitzafon umiyam, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the sea. Im kein adayin anachnu kidegalim, and therefore we're still located like the degalim, like the four sections into which we were split when we were in the Mishkan, in the desert. Vim hagufos rechokos, halavavos karovos. And even though our bodies are far away from Yerushalayim, our hearts are close. V'hayuneinu v'libeinu sham kol hayamim. And our eyes and our hearts are there all the time, all of our days. So even though we're not physically there, spiritually we're there. Aval ashamim anachnu. But we're sinners. V'adayim lo shavnu mitaoseinu. And we still have not completely repented from our mistakes. V'lachein nisarich galoseinu. And therefore our exile has been extended for so long. U'mitza'unu tzaris rabos v'raos. And on the way we have encountered many disasters. And evil things have happened to us. Lo shalavnu v'lo shakatnu v'lo nachnu. And we did not become quiet, and we did not get appeased. Vayava rogez mi eis la eis, umi pekida la pekida. And from time to time we get oppressed. Gerushin, we're thrown out of lands. Ushamados, and forced conversions happen to us. Charavos shalufos, and outright pure destructions where we just get murdered. Min nasan lemeshisa Yaakov v'Yisrael levozuzim. Who did all of the? I mean, why is this happening to us? Why were the sons of Yaakov, the Jewish people, were thrown like that to destruction? Hashem, halo Hashemzu, didn't God do this to us? So why did He do this? Chatan olo, we have sinned to Him. B'mitzvos lo ta'asa halachna imo bikeri. We have acted brazenly with Him with regard to negative prohibitions. Derech Arai, we have done them in a temporary fashion, meaning sometimes we keep Him, sometimes we don't. Uvirifyon yadayin b'mitzvos asay. And we have not applied our hands well to fulfilling His positive commandments. Meaning that we're not careful about His positive commandments either. Oy lanu, woe to us, de la achshur dari v'lotovim anachnu me'avoseinu. That our ways, the way we live, have not become any better, and we're not better than our fathers. V'ein anu betuchen migerushin ushmadus acheres v'cherev hayona v'chosus hatareila. Sheshasu avisenu. And therefore, we're not guaranteed that we will not be exiled again, and we will not be forcibly converted, and we will not be murdered. And that the cup that our fathers have drank, meaning the cup of disasters, we're not protected from it. It might happen to us. Vraisi. And I have seen, Rabbi Lazar Iskari is saying this, I have seen Gadol Hador, the great of our generation, Moreinu Harav Yosef Karo Zal, our great teacher, Rabbeinu Yosef Karo, may his memory be blessed, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, Meitzer V'doeg Al Zoz B'yamav. It caused him great pain, and he was very troubled with regard to this fact during his lifetime, meaning that all these disasters are still happening to us. Uvaskol mishamayim yotzeis larabim b'chol yom. And therefore a voice comes out from heaven, and many people can hear it every single day. And it says as follows, Shuvu banim shovavin. Return, my children, repent. Ki de'isa bazohar parshas naso, just like the Zohar says in the parshas naso, Gimel Kuf Tzadivav on page 196. Ve'af al gav de'ihu l'chazi mazali chazi. And even though they have not, that he has not seen, he has seen his fortune. What does this mean? Gam layachid kol kori miseir. And also to an individual, a person calls out from the mountain of Seir, which is the place of Esav, Malach HaNirdam, why are you silent? Kum Karay L'Lekecha, go call on to your God. V'in Mekit Misora L'Hachazigbo. But a person does not wake up to grab onto this. Kulanu Katzon Ta'ino Ish L'Darko Panino Ish L'Vitzo Mikatehu. We're all like sheep. We just make mistakes. And we follow in our regular ways, meaning we don't change. Gamra Seina Rabba. And the evil that we do is great. Kilonasim Alev Eich Bnei Sanachnu Chayim V'Kayamim. Because we never think about the fact, how do we survive in such a miracle against all odds? Ki bichol dor vador omdim aleinu lechaloseinu v'hakadosh baruch hu matzaleinu miyadam. In every generation, nations get up to destroy us, but the Holy One, blessed be He, saves us from their hand. Ki dechsiv, just like it is written in the Torah, Vayikra chavav memdalet and Vayikra, chapter 26, pasuk 44. V'av gam zos b'hiusam b'eretz oyveihim lo yimeastim v'lo ge'altim lechalosam. And even when they will be in the lands of their enemies, I have not cast them away, and I have not divorced them from me in order to destroy them. V'nisim gedolim osim imanu b'chol dor v'dor, miyom hugleinim arceinu v'heim geluim. Le'asa kein l'chol goy. God does great miracles with us in every generation. From the day that He exiled us from our land. And these miracles are obvious. Anybody who pays attention to the events that happened to the Jewish people, it's obvious that they only survived by miracle. God has not done this to any nation. If a nation disappears off the face of the earth, it never comes back. Jewish people come back. V'gam l'chol yachid v'yachig, osu nisim rabim v'anachnu kifui tova. And to every single Jew, not just to a nation as a whole, but to every single Jew, God does many miracles. And therefore we're indebted to Him. There's a lot of good that happened to us. Hein emes, ki tirdos hagalos v'dochak hasha v'ha'oni, lo nasananuhu hashev ruchenu. He says the truth is, because of the trouble of our exile, and the difficult times, we can't force ourselves to do tshuva. We're too depressed. We're sleeping. V'anachnu mevatle masatora me'oni lefi shebitlanuha me'osher. And we're mevatle Torah. We don't learn Torah. We don't fulfill the Torah. At the time of our poverty, just like we have not fulfilled it at the time when we were wealthy, when we have been in Eretz Israel and we have had our own kingdom, Kimamar Hatana, like the Tana says, meaning the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, I'm assuming he's referring to in the Zohar, Upasik Malihu, but he says really this is a pasuk in the Torah. It's in Devarim Kafchas. In Devarim chapter 28, Memzayin Memches, two psukim 47 and 48. Tachas asher lo avadatas Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tuv levav meroiv kol ve'avadatas oyvecha v'gomer uv'choser kol. He says because of the fact that you did not serve Hashem your God in happiness and with a good heart, because you have had too much. You have had too much abundance, so you will serve your enemy at the time when you don't have much at all. So therefore we see the Torah tells us themselves that just like when we were wealthy we didn't learn, so now when we're poor again we're still not much better. We don't learn from our mistakes. V'lo gozer aleinu malkeinu galus rak elef shanim. The galus, the exile that has been decreed on us by our king, was only decreed for 1,000 years. Kimamar nevio, just like his prophet, meaning Yirmia, said in Eicha, in Perakal of Pasuk Yud Gimel, chapter 1, Pasuk 13, Nasanani Shemeima Kol Hayom Dava. I have made it desolate, everyday destruction. Yom Shelo Yisborach. What does it mean, every day? Meaning his day, God's day. Ulefishalo Nisararnu L'Teshuva. And since we have not woken up to repent, Nisarchu Yimei Galuseinu Od Chatzi Yom Ve'od. Our galus has been extended for another half day, and every time after that, when that time expires, it's been extended. How do we know what's God's day is? Because it says in Tehillim, Ki elef shanim b'inecha ki yom esmol ki yavor. 1,000 years in your eyes, meaning in God's eyes, are like a fleeting day that passes by. Meaning when God says day, he means 1,000 years. It's interesting to note here that he says that original decree has been for 1,000 years, and that's when that expires. God has extended it by 500 days. I'm sorry, by 500 years. So this would imply that every extension he makes, the extension goes only for half the time of the previous extension. So the first decree was 1,000, then it's 500, then it's 250, then it would be 125, and etc., unless we repent and do tshuva, and God brings Moshiach. Ve'ata Yisrael, and now Yisrael, zichru divrei Hoshea Nevi'o asher nibei. Remember the words of the prophet Hoshea, who has prophesied as follows. It's a pasuk in Hoshea in Perek Gimel, pasuk Hey, chapter 3, pasuk 5. Achar Yeshuva b'nei Yisrael uvikshus Hashem elokeihem. Ve'ez David malkam ufachadu el Hashem ve'el tuvo be'acharis hayomim. Hoshea said, return b'nei Yisrael and ask Hashem your God and David your king, and you will fear Hashem and his goodness in the end of days. Kol ish yecherad mipnei pachad Hashem umihadar geono. Every person will fear because of the fear of God and from the glory of his exalted state. Nach pesadrecheinu v'nashuva ad Hashem. Let us examine our ways and let us return to Hashem. Nifkach einei sichleinu. Open the eyes of our minds. V'nechazei anan. And let us see. V'nechazei anan. The shalosh hinei koroseinu. God has called to us with three specific requests. Echad, number one, Cheser Nidiaseinu Selokeinu, that our knowledge lacks the knowledge of God, meaning even the recognition of God. The Chsiv, as it is written, it's a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, chapter 1, Pasuk number 3, Yada Shor Konehu Vigomer Yisrael Lo Yada. An ox knows his creator, but the Jewish people don't know. Uksiv, it also says, Ki evel ami osilo yadu. My nation don't know me. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Beis, pasuk Ches, chapter 2, pasuk number 8. Shenis, the second thing is, Atzlusena verifyun yadeinu b'mitzvos of Yisborach, that we're lazy with regard to doing God's commandments. Shlishus, and number 3, Ha'adar ha'tshuva l'sakin es asher yivasnu. Ulerapi is mizbach Hashem hiharus. And number 3, to wake up to repent in order to fix what we have sinned and to heal the mizbeach of Hashem, the altar of Hashem that has been destroyed. Lachain, and therefore, Anshi Levav Shemuli, the men of heart, listen to me. And a man should help his friend and say to his brother, Chazak, be strong. With regard to these three things that we have just mentioned, you should know and run after the knowledge of God. And after his mitzvahs, our soul should run just like a lion roars. Ushuvaso haramasa nala bimalos adasherchata enu kashelag yalbinu. Viyaso kizachuyus morva halos kitzius kolbig doisecha. And his tshuva should be uplifted. We should repent. And it should go up the steps until our sins have been whitened like snow, and they have been turned into merits, the bitterness has been changed into sweetness. Vani and I, afar regleichem, the dust of your feet, Elazar. Ben Kavod Rabbi Moshe Ben Chacham Chasida Kadisha Kavod Rabbi Lazar Iskari Nishmaso Eden, the son of Moshe, who is in turn the son of a wise and pious and holy person, Rabbi Lazar, by the last name Iskari Nishmaso Eden, his soul is in Gan Eden. Nasati Le Libi, I have placed my heart, lo lechivodi, not for my honor, v'lo lechivod beis aba, not for the honor of the house of my father, elo lechivod malka shalolam, but for the honor of the king of the world, lechaber chibur katzer al hashalosh ha'ela, to write a short book to point to people these three concepts that he just mentioned. Leman yarutz hakorebo, in order that a person should read it quickly. Bo yarutz tzadik v'nisgav. In it, a righteous person should run and succeed. Techila omar mizar b'yedias malkeinu. First, we'll discuss the principle of knowing who our king is. And then we'll mention the mitzvahs that we're capable in fulfilling in our galus and our exile. And after that, I will finish off on the discussion of repentance, be'ezer Hashem, with the help of God. Afal gav, the ideas Hashem v'hatshuva nami trei mitzvah sasei ninhu. Even though knowing God and repentance are also two positive commandments, and therefore they could have been just listed in the list of all of the commandments, mikol makom heim ikar v'shorish hakol, they're really the main basic thing and the root of everything, v'ra'oi l'saimon l'atzman, and therefore I have designated a special place for them. L'kach amruzal, and therefore Chazal said, this is a Gemara in Makos on Chavdalad Amud Aleph, on page 24. Taryag mitzvos nitnu l'moshe b'sinai, 613 commandments have been given to Moshe on Sinai, ba'd David v'heimidan al achas esrei. And David have summarized them in 11 concepts, v'chulu, and then the Gemara discusses there different people who have summarized commandments in fewer and fewer number of concepts. So, and it finishes off, ba'chavakok v'heimidan al achas. Chavakok came, and he has established the Torah on one principle. Shenemar, just like it says, this is a pasuk in Chavakok, Beis Dalet, chapter 2, pasuk 4. V'tzadik b'imunaso yichye. And a righteous person lives by his faith. Ve'al mitzvas ha'tshuva ne'amar ve'hashivu ve'chayu. And with regard to the mitzvah, to the commandment of repentance, it says, this is a pasuk in Yecheskel, in Yud Ches Lamed Beis, chapter 18, pasuk 32, it says, you should repent, and then you will live. So we see, just like a tzaddik should live by faith, and if you repent, you will live. So therefore, faith, which is knowing that there is one God, and repentance are very closely tied together, and they're basic principles by which we live. V'isa b'sifri b'seder olam u'veraya mihemana. And it says in the Sifri, in the Seder Olam, in the Raya Mehemana, which is a piece of the Zohar, the Chol HaMitzvahs Teluz B'Shmona Yivarim Shebe'adam. All mitzvahs are dependent on 8 limbs that a person has. There's every mitzvah is tied to some limb that a person can fulfill it with, and the general limbs that the mitzvahs are tied to are 8. Belave, to the heart, v'ayin, and an eye, person's eye, u'peh, and the person's mouth, v'chotem, person's nose, v'ozen, person's ear, v'yad, a person's hand, v'regel, a person's foot, v'rosh hagvia, and the male organ. U'mitzvahs tzitzis, shehi maskeres kol ha-mitzvahs, and the mitzvah of tzitzis, which is really commemoration of all of the other commandments, Kedechsiv ba, like it is says by the mitzvah of tzitzis, the pasuk in Bamidbar tesvav lamit tes, it's a pasuk in Bamidbar chapter 15, pasuk 39, uri isamuso uzachartem is called mitzvah Hashem. You should look at them, meaning at tzitzis, and you will remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Yesh bakanav shemona chutim. That's why on each corner it has 8 strings. Remez le shemona devarim elu. It is a hint to these 4, to these 8 limbs that a person has that all the mitzvahs are tied to. Lachen ra'isa l'chalek ha-mitzvahs l'shmona yivarim elu b'pirakim. And therefore, I have split up my list of mitzvahs into chapters, and each chapter is going to discuss one of these 8 limbs. Ach ha-mitzvahs ha-taluz b'chotam l'fi shehen mu'atos. But the mitzvahs that are dependent on the nose, because their number is few, atzarif osan im hataluis b'peh b'perek echad. I have put them in one chapter with the mitzvahs that are dependent on the mouth, in order that we should not have a very short chapter. Derecha detalya b'chotem, milsahi ketaima detalya b'peh. And what is the connection between the nose and the mouth? Why did I put those two together? Because the smell that is dependent on the person's nose is very similar to the taste that is dependent on the person's mouth, meaning that a person who cannot smell also cannot taste. V'echtav gam ketzas mitzvahs midirei Kabbalah. I have also written some of the mitzvahs that have been given to us by the prophets. Heim hanavim v'haksuvim. They're the prophets and the writings, mitzvahs that are in the Nach, not in the Torah itself. Umidivri sofrim and some rabbinical mitzvahs, kedamrinan b'meseches brachas, just like we say in the Mesechta Brachas on Yud Tes Amud Beis on page 19, kol mili derabanan alav delotasar asmichinu. All of the commandments of the rabbis are relying on the Torah prohibition of lotasar, that a person is not allowed to move away from the words of the rabbis to the right or to the left. And therefore, anybody who violates the words of the rabbis is liable for death, which is also a Gemara in Brachas on Dav Dalet Amud Beis on page 4. Lefi sheporitz gideir shel Torah, because he breaches the fence of the Torah. So this does not mean that a person actually is punishable by death, because he doesn't get a punishment like that for violating the rabbinical commandment, but yet he's liable for death. And in heaven they will figure out how to deal with him if he transgresses these mitzvahs on purpose. V'ra'oi l'chol yirei Hashem l'hagdim kol yom liskor balev l'hotze b'peh ha-mitzvah she'efshar lo l'kaiman. And therefore it is proper to all the people who fear God to make sure every day to mention in their heart and to say explicitly in their mouth mitzvahs that the person is capable of fulfilling. V'chein kasav harav Rabbeinu Yosef Nachamias, Talmidu shel harav Rabbeinu Asher, and so too writes Rabbeinu Yosef Nachamias, the student of Rabbeinu Asher, v'hainu d'chsiv b'parsha tzitzis. It says in the parsha of tzitzis, again, a pasuk in Bamidbar, u'zechartem is called mitzvahs Hashem, you should remember all the commandments of Hashem, v'chazer v'kasav, and then it says also in Bamidbar, in Perek Tesvav, chapter 15, pasuk 41, leman tiskaru, in order that you should remember, harishon l'zachar balei v'hashev v'hashenya l'zachar b'peh. So it says in the parsha of Tzitzis, remember twice, right? So why does it say twice? The first one to remember in the heart, and the second one to remember by explicit pronouncement with the mouth. Ve'al shenehem ramas David ve'amar, and to both of these, David hinted to us in Tehillim, and he said as follows, v'chesed Hashem me'olam ve'ad olam, kindness of Hashem goes from one end, from one world to another, v'gomer, etc., l'shomri brisu, to those who keep his covenant, u'lezochri pekudav la'asosam, and to those who keep his accounting in order to do them. This is Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Gimel Yudches, in chapter 103, Pasuk 18. Hador atem ra'u. And therefore, this generation, you see, Karasi b'shem sefer charedim l'chibur katan zeh shechibartiv l'maskeres mitzvos yotreinu. Therefore, I call this book Sefer Charedim, the small book in which I'm going to discuss the mitzvahs of our Creator. Sefer Charedim, as we have mentioned previously, means literally the book of those who tremble. Lefi she'amar Rabbi Seinu Zal, because Chazal said, Ki lekach nasan lanu yizborach haTorah b'sinai ba'esh uvara'ash. The reason that God gave us the Torah on Har Sinai, on Mount Sinai, amidst the fire and loud voice, Shehayino az be'emo be'yira be'rasas uvizeah, in order that we should be fearful of it and we should sweat over it and we should not take it lightly. Lizikaron lano shenasok b'Torah v'mitzviseha ad olam be'emo v'yirei b'resus v'ziyah. In order that we should remember that we should deal in the Torah and in its commandments forever with fear and with trembling and with sweat, meaning we should work on it hard. Uksiv b'sefer Ezra, and it is written in the book of Ezra, Perek Yud, Pasuk Gimel, chapter 10, Pasuk 3, v'hacharedim b'mitzvos Elokeinu, those who tremble in the commandment of our God, v'nemar al yedei hanavi Yeshaya, and also the prophet Yeshaya said in Perek Samech Vav, Pasuk He, chapter 66, Pasuk 5, shimu devar Hashem hacharedim al dvaro, listen to the word of Hashem, those who tremble for His word. Uksiv, and it is also written in Yeshaya, also in chapter 66, pasuk number 2, Ve'elze abit, and to this you shall look, Elani unechei ruach v'charid al dvari, to the poor and to the one who is calm of spirit, and to the one that trembles to my word, in front of my word. Ve'isa b'sifri parshas behaloscha. And it also says in Sifri, in Parshas Behaloscha, Chafal of Zion, chapter 21, paragraph 7, Vayomer ha'anashim ha'hema elav, and those people said to him, Vigomer, etc., Lama nigara, why have you taken away Vigomer, etc., Milamed, Kshehayo b'nei Adam kesherim v'charedim al ha'mitzvos. It teaches us that they were proper people and they were charedim with regard to mitzvahs. They have trembled with regard to mitzvahs. It discusses their korach. Ubiparshas Vayeschanan, and in Parsha Vayeschanan, al hapasuk al yavdil Moshe shalish arim, that Moshe separated three cities, cities of refuge where a person who kills by accident can run to. Lashon Rashi, Rashi says as follows, Nasan lev lios charid ladavar sheyavdilim. Moshe gave his heart, he paid attention to, in order to tremble when he separated these cities. Ve'afal pi she'enan koltos ad sheyavdilu osan shebe'eretz Kenan. And even though these cities do not fall into effect until the remaining three cities will be separated by the Jews when they enter Eretz Canaan, which will take place already after Moshe's death, Amar Moshe, Moshe said, Mitzvah she'efshar l'kayma akaymena. A mitzvah that I can fulfill now, I should fulfill it now, even though it's not going to take effect till later. Ad kan l'shona. End of quote of Rashi. V'chasav kein l'kaman amutez dehayira hagedola nikris charada ein sham. And also Rabbi Lazar Eschari will write later on page 9 in the edition that I'm using, dehayira hagedola nikris charada. Great fear is called trembling. And therefore, since this is the sefer that is supposed to teach us about the fear of God and His commandments, so it is called the Book of Those Who Tremble, Sefer Charedim. This is the end of the introduction of the author to his book, and we will continue next time with the introduction to the mitzvahs.